When botanists go walking the forests and fields looking for plants, we say we are going on a foray. When writers do the same, we should call it a metaforay. And the land is rich in both. We need them both. Scientist and poet Jeffrey Burton writes that, as the sign of a deeper truth, metaphor was close to sacrament because the vastness and richness of reality cannot be expressed by the overt sense of a statement alone. Native scholar Greg Cahiti has written that in indigenous ways of knowing, we understand a thing only when we understand it with all four aspects of our being, mind, body, emotion, and spirit. I came to understand quite sharply when I began my training as a scientist that science privileges only one, possibly two, of those ways of knowing, mind and body. As a young person wanting to know everything about plants, I did not question this, but it is a whole human being who finds the beautiful path. There was a time when I teetered precariously with an awkward foot in each of two worlds, the scientific and the indigenous, but then I learned to fly, or at least try. It was the bees that showed me how to move between different flowers, to drink the nectar and gather pollen from both. It is this dance of cross-pollination that can produce a new species of knowledge, a new way of being in the world. After all, there aren't two worlds, there's just this one good green earth. That September pairing of purple and gold is lived reciprocity. Its wisdom is that the beauty of one is illuminated by the radiance of the other. Science and art, matter and spirit, indigenous knowledge and Western science, can they be goldenrod and asters for each other? When I'm in their presence, their beauty asks me for reciprocity, to be the complementary color, to make something beautiful in response.